Ho, ho, ho. It is December 24th. It is Christmas Eve. This is Little French Jelly Deathmatch. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for this very last jam. I'm 6 foot tall post-it note with a Christmas tree drawn on it that you put on your desk to celebrate the holiday because you're stuck at work, Travis Larchuk.
And I'm the watch chain you sold your beautiful long hair for, and also the combs that you sold your pocket watch to get, Abby Koss.
I'm the paperclip collection you sold to get a soap dish for your friend's rubber ducky, and I'm your rubber ducky that you sold to get a cigar box for your friend's paperclip collection, and I'm Mr. Hooper, who, surprise, gives you back the rubber ducky and the paperclips because your friendship is beautiful!
Pour one out for Mr. Hooper.
That Christmas special, the Sesame Street Christmas special that begins with, like, giant versions of the characters, like doing that thing where you, like, you hold hands at an ice skating rink.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, and you spin around.
I don't remember that.
That's how it starts. And Oscar the Grouch is on one of the ends, and they're spinning so fast that he, I think, lets go and flies away and like falls into a trash can
or something.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not Muppet-sized Oscar. It's like a giant,
like a man, like a gritty.
I could be making this all up. It also begins with Feliz Navidad, I think.
This is a fever dream.
Feliz Navidad. That's where I know that song from.
Really?
As a kid. Yeah, was from the Muppet. No, not the Muppet. Ugh. The Sesame Street holiday special. Find it on iTunes. I don't know. It's Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve.
Wow. Oh, boy. I wish we had presents to exchange or something. No.
Your presence is a present.
I feel the same way.
Thank you. Would you like to know a story about my Christmases growing up?
I would love to hear that.
So we had stockings, like everybody has stockings. My brother and I had actual stockings, like the kind you might hang. And everybody else used Manana's thigh highs. Because you can fit a lot in there. And everybody had, so it was just a thigh high with your name on a post-it note, safety pin to it. And then what got weird is that Nana died. And so then it was my dead great-grandmother's thigh highs.
Wow. I would think that you couldn't put as much in there.
No, they stretch.
Oh, okay. So what kind of things? It would be
like a box.
Boa constrictor.
You could put anything in there. We always got lottery tickets, which I realize are small and would fit in anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could put a lot in there because they would be just heavy and misshapen. You would have to use both hands to lift them. The stockings were the best part.
I like a scratch off lottery ticket as a gift. I do think you should probably like read the person you're giving it to a little bit before you do that,
because
you are forcing someone to gamble.
Sure.
But the odd thing about it is that, like, I have a lot of Ohio lottery tickets that I've received.
Oh, well, that would make
Ryan's
sense.
Parents. Yeah.
It's such a Youngstown move.
But it's like, but you now have to go to Ohio to redeem them, or I guess you can do it by mail.
Yeah. What happens if you get on Cash Explosion Double Play? When I was little, my dream was to be on Cash Explosion Double Play.
That was the game show.
Oh my God. You don't know about Cash Explosion Double Play?
I remember a lottery game show.
Yes.
I don't remember if it was Ohio.
So for the people at home who are not from Ohio, there is, I think it's still happening, but there's a type of scratcher that you can get that if you scratch a certain thing off, you get something called entry. And then you send it in, you mail it in, and they put, like, you put your name and your address on it. And it goes in this big, like, the barrel with the handle. And so you get, they turn the thing on the game show, because it's a game show, and they reach in and they're like, Pamela Westfall from Mentor, right? And then Pamela gets in the car and she goes to wherever they film this thing and she plays Cash Explosion Double Play.
Like live on air?
It's
like, Pamela, get to the studio.
Now, bitch.
but so then we'll be sitting here.
it's like a chance to win money. And I think you could win a lot of it. I just, like the mint greens and the pinks of it all. It was, what a game.
One thing I like about lottery game shows for sure is that they are completely luck based. Mm-hmm. Like there was no skill element.
No talent. No.
And yeah. Not even like a many decisions to be made.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
I would love that. I just want to.
All the fun of going on a game show with zero pressure to make any sort of decisions or remember anything.
I've been thinking about applying for Wheel of Fortune.
I think you should. But that one will be high pressure, I
think. Yeah. But I think the bar to access is lower than it is for Jeopardy.
That's probably true.
Like, you could still get on Wheel. I want to meet Vanna.
Sure.
She doesn't even turn him anymore. She just hits him. Boop.
Did you know they replaced the board with LIDAR? So there was
that's how she boops it?
Yeah. So they had you know, the old one where a person had to, like, put the letters up in between each puzzle, and it took a long time.
Yeah.
And she manually turned it. Then they replaced it very famously with the electronic version. Mm-hmm. But that one was made up of individual rectangle screens.
Yes.
They recently have replaced the board again, but just with one giant video screen.
What?
But because making a touch panel that big would be tremendously expensive, even if you're Sony and I guess you make electronics. Mm-hmm. They instead have like LIDAR sensors around the board that triangulate where Vanna's hand is.
That's cool.
It's so complicated for a thing that like a human does not need to be there to do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like the board could just pop letters up.
Yeah, but what's the fun in that?
Hey, I'm with you. It's just very funny to me. It's a long walk. Speaking of long walks, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Either Cherry Christmas Spice is going to win this, or whatever the last jam in this calendar is going to come in, knock down the wall like the Kool-Aid Man, be like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Santa's coming down the chimney and he's kicking with his boot the Christmas spice out into the snowbank.
I wasn't going to help you at all.
Santa's a real bully in this story. How long did you buy into Santa?
Oh, 7 maybe.
I feel like a lot of kids have like a hard point where they found out.
Yeah.
And I think I figured it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my mom tells the story that she's like in the kitchen, like, I don't know, like peeling carrots or something. And I come up and I just very calmly said, Mom, I figured it out. Santa's not real. It's just you and Dad. And my mom said, you're right. Don't tell your sister.
Oh, Morgan.
And then I was like, I think I may have already told her.
You spoiled it?
Yeah, but like, I feel like also the it's always framed maliciously when a kid tells another kid that Santa isn't real. But sometimes it's like, Morgan, guess what?
Yeah.
Santa's not real.
Oops.
And then it's like, oh my God, they've been fooling a fast one on us this whole time. Amazing. How exciting. Like, it doesn't have to be a bad thing when the kid finds out that Santa's not real. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to like make you question your faith in everything that it's people true. Are telling you. anyway,
Christmas.
What's our last jam?
Our last jam is...
Is it some garbage?
Chestnut Orange Christmas Spice.
Oh! What's the... How could you get more Christmassy?
Oh, it's all they eat in France. So I'm not surprised that this is happening. I had... When I was in Corsica, there's just fucking chestnut jam everywhere. And it was gross every single time. Chestnut stuff in donuts. Like, you would get this beautiful eclair and you would bite into it and you would be like, chestnut!
Why do they have such boners for chestnuts in
France? I don't know. I don't know why the French do anything.
Why do they have such boners
for chestnuts in France?
There's a non-zero chance I'm about to find something. French public warned over edible chestnut confusion. Go on.
Oh, no.
The French public has been warned not to confuse toxic conkers with edible chestnuts.
Conkers is a game that they play in England.
What's that game?
So you get these two things that look like chestnuts, and you put them on strings, and then you just bash the shit out of each other's, and whoever's is the strongest, like, wins. And the loss is that you've lost your conker. But some people would cheat, and they'd put them in the oven. That makes them hard.
If you're French,
yeah,
please write in and tell us why chestnuts. Mm-hmm. Because it's Christmas Eve, and honestly, I'm off the clock. So do your own Googling. I'm excited. I don't think I've had a mm-hmm. chestnut jam before. I don't even know if I've really had a chestnut before. Mm-hmm. I think my dad may have, like, 1 year done the dad thing and been like, "We're doing chestnuts." Right. That's not a good impression of my dad.
We're doing chestnuts.
We're doing chestnuts today.
I'm from Pittsburgh.
No, my dad would make it seem more like, of course we're doing chestnuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not like in a gaslighty way, no, but just like, yeah, we're doing chestnuts this year. and you're like, all right.
Okay.
Let's try it.
That was a good pop.
No, liquid is running out. No.
So that should give you, I mean, maybe you'll love it.
Oh, woo! The smell. It mm-hmm. has a smell.
It sure does.
The smell
do.
Has hit me.
It sure do. Maybe you'll like it.
It smells roasty.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be like a Marmite situation, isn't it?
No. That I can guarantee you. Yep, that's chestnut.
I think this might be our most controversial episode.
Ugh.
Because.
Do you love it?
I don't love it, but I think there is no denying that that is holiday.
Oh, for sure.
It's the holiday snack that you eat and you think to yourself, there's a reason that this doesn't hang around the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure does make me think of Christmas. What's your take?
If I liked chestnut, it would have been perfect. The texture is amazing. The spices are amazing. The color's amazing. Chestnut.
Chestnut. So if you haven't had chestnut before, of course you have because you are eating along with us. So everyone has had this jam who's listening.
Should we try and describe it?
I think it's very dark brown in color. And the taste is sort of on the savory side. I'm trying to think of what to compare it to. It's like got a smoky vibe to it a little bit.
Yeah, it's almost like if it was like a nut butter, but much thinner somehow.
Yeah. It has like almost sort of like a grainy quality
yes,
to it.
Yes, which I like. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so texture. It's like Vaseline. Mm. But if Vaseline wasn't sticky.
Put it on a wound, put it on your lips.
Mm-hmm. It's a colloid.
We learned that. What are we giving it on mouthfeel?
10. Love it.
Ooh. The graininess isn't really doing it for me. I'd give it a 5.
Mm.
Appearance?
I'm going to give it an 8. It's so different than everything else.
I mean, it definitely stands out. If you were to put it in a lineup, you would be like, that one's not made of the same stuff as the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard because I'd take one look at that on the shelf and be like, shouldn't you be in the peanut butter section?
Yes.
But I guess it looks okay for what it is. I give it a 7. Taste?
Ugh. It's a 5, I guess.
Not having many chestnut jams to compare it to, I can only compare it to itself, I guess, and how I'm feeling. And I'm going to give it a 7.
Hmm.
Holiday spirit?
If you're French.
Ooh la la, mon chéri. S'il vous plaît.
Tish, that's French. it's like a 7. It's probably bigger because chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah.
It's like an 8. I'll give it an 8.
For me, it's got to be a 10 for holiday. I mean, yeah, like they put it last for a reason. They were like, you're going to open the door of this and just like.
Just
I don't
want
to be crass. let me just say it's going to be a white Christmas.
Ew, Travis.
You're going to open the door. You're going to see this jam and you're going to be like, hallelujah. Wrong holiday. Christ is risen indeed.
Peace be with you.
I'm having a holly jolly Christmas now. It's got a 60, which means that Cherry Christmas Spice has won the Little French Jelly Deathmatch.
Wow.
But we had so many good and so many bad jams on the way up to this point. And I think we should take a look back.
Yes.
So I'm going to take a trip down memory lane of some of our favorite and least favorite jams. Do you remember what our least favorite jam was?
Yeah, the grapefruit nightmare. Grapefruit,
dragon fruit. Yeah, with the score of 24. What award should we give that one?
Go home. The go home. The first inaugural annual go home award.
Go home jam. I like that. Okay, let's see what
most
else
divisive.
We like.
Most
divisive?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
It's that pear thing.
Oh, the pear cocoa nib?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one tied for next to last place.
Yeah.
So 32. Mm-hmm. Didn't do very well.
That gets the award for you can't please everyone.
It gets my award for most nibs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Far and away, most nibs.
I think we had a great time with some fantastic strawberry jams.
Mm-hmm. We sure did.
Strawberry red currant.
Yes.
I would say maybe Too Beautiful to Live.
Too Beautiful to Live.
And then, of course, Mirabelle Plum.
Yeah.
Linden Blossom and
without
spice.
Yeah. What if the spice was just ground up linden blossoms? The whole time. The blossom was coming from inside the jam.
It's like coming back with a fake mustache to get another free sample.
Bonsoir.
They're like, sir, if you want another piece of orange chicken, I will give it to you. Like, you don't need to
snrub.
You don't need to put on a disguise. What do you give Mirabelle Plum? What award?
Mirabelle Plum is the sometimes life surprises you.
Sometimes life does surprise you. I think Mirabelle Plum was the biggest surprise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I won't walk by a Mirabelle Plum next time I see it on the shelf. That's for sure.
Notoriously shelf stable.
I mean, I will walk by.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I will be spending the rest of my life in a grocery store. Yes. You do have to walk
You
away.
Have to leave eventually.
You do have to leave.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Even if you are the manager of the supermarket, you do probably have to leave unless you live there.
Unless you live there.
In which case, I hope you like what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chestnut orange Christmas spice.
If you must.
I would say that one is old school.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest schoolest jam that we've tried.
Yes.
Let's talk about strawberry anise.
Oh, my biggest regret.
Mm.
That you get the award for Abby's biggest regret.
I think strawberry anise, you should have been
the winner
on December 12th, the UN Day of Neutrality, because you are proving that we don't have to fight.
It's true.
We can all get along. At least in the strawberry anise context.
It was so good.
And then our winner was Cherry Christmas Spice.
Yeah.
And then our winner was Cherry Christmas Spice.
Yay. Do you want to dip back in?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a deserving jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And very holiday. And
yes. Did we let ourselves get swayed by the name? Is it nominative determinism?
Well, I mean, also an entire category being holiday spirit definitely screwed over some otherwise delicious jams.
Yeah.
But
next star.
You know, you can't ignore the context in which you experience things. And I think the context here is holidays.
Oh, I literally just tried to go into the Strawberry Star Anise one. Yeah, reality is mediated.
The medium is the message.
The medium is the message. Thank you. How many jams do you think I've got on the microphone?
23 and one, honey.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a good jam.
I think it's a worthy winner.
It's a worthy winner. And Miss Congeniality goes to Star Anise.
I would like to thank the Bon Maman Jam Corporation Company,
yes.
French jam operation, for making this beautiful advent calendar. I can only imagine what it's been like for you, for your family, to just gather together. Abby is blissing out over some strawberry anise.
I'm eating
jam
it again,
right,
you guys.
What was your favorite jam?
Hold on, let me tell you.
I'm talking to the listener right now as like a
Strawberry Blues Star.
Yeah, I mean, I liked that jam. Orange cinnamon, I loved.
Mm-hmm, you really did.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite. It's the only one I gave a 10 to on taste. So I think what we learned is that there's a jam for everyone.
There is, and everyone in its jam.
Listeners, we wish you a very happy holiday season. A safe holiday season, which you're always supposed to say, be safe.
Yeah, be safe.
Yeah, be safe.
Do the best.
For the holidays. Good.
Careful.
There's a lot of danger out there.
The world is so dangerous.
Yeah, trees can fall over.
Mm-hmm.
Trees can catch on fire.
Trees?
Yeah, I mean, the tree could maybe...
Be allergic to the tree.
You could be allergic to the tree.
The cat could get in the tree and then eat some of the tree, and then the cat would get sick.
Pine needles.
Pine needles everywhere.
Everywhere. Maybe you accidentally choke on one.
Yeah. Or more than one.
So be safe. Be safe for the holidays.
We need to sign this off in a nice way. I don't know what that way is.
Give a suggestion.
I
would say, here's what I'll say. If you've listened to 24 episodes of this show, which I'm assuming you have, then thank you, first of all. Secondly, you're probably okay with the holidays in general, but it can be a stressful time for a lot
of people.
So I think my wish to you, the listener who I can't see, is that you find a way either tomorrow or the next day or whatever to just take some time and find some calm.
Take an edible
or slam some jam.
Slam that jam.
What do you think, Abby? What would you leave our listeners with?
I would leave our listeners with thank you for listening. I would say pretty soon we're not going to have to do the holidays anymore. And that'll be fun. Like it's just get past New Year and you just coast into spring.
Oh my God. I thought what you were saying was much darker.
Oh, like
pretty soon global warming will remove holidays.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like,
yeah, pretty soon this holiday season will be over.
Yes. So I guess what I'm saying is start now. You need to have at least 3 days worth of water for everyone in your household.
For the holidays not being around or for global warming.
Look, take it however you want to take it. You need at least 3 days worth of water for everyone in your household. You need some malaria tablets.
Yeah.
You need like a bucket full of dehydrated eggs.
Yes. In your earthquake kit.
Yes.
Throw in at least 12 miniature individually wrapped candy canes.
Yes, and the jams. Actually, you know what?
Chip, great idea.
Yeah, get the, well, they're, so they're shelf stable for a year. We know this, but it could last for up to 20.
Sure.
And these seem like, you know what? In the hellscape that is to come, you could trade this for so much.
Oh my gosh.
Like, holy shit. Like, you know what? And people would even pay for the like the grapefruit yuzu situation just to feel something again.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is going to be your currency. I would say stock up now.
I should also note that Bon Maman does sell full-sized versions of their most popular jam flavors.
Of zero of these.
And you could buy them probably in your local supermarket.
Yeah.
And they are not paying us.
They're not. I wish they would.
As you could tell when I told them to fuck off when they gave us some mango bullshit the day before Christmas.
You know what we should do? We should send this to the Bon Maman company.
Yeah.
Well, they're French, so I don't know if they'll think that this is funny. But if they were American, we would get so much free shit in the mail, man.
Anus. Okay.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. Thank you for playing along with us. Mm-hmm. Have a great Christmas.
Yeah.
Have a great...
To those who celebrate.
Holiday. Sure. Enjoy the new year.
Mm-hmm. To those who celebrate.
To those who celebrate. The Gregorian calendar, mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you next year.
Yeah. There's going to be 24 new jams, or possibly 23 jams and one honey.
Next year, 22 jams and two honeys. Mm-hmm. And then we'll just keep going until this is a honey podcast.
Yes.
All right.
Signing off.
I'm 6 foot tall, Charlie Brown Christmas tree with the one ornament causing it to lean over to the side, Travis Larchuk.
And I wasn't ready for another one. Abby. good night, everybody. There are 364 jams until Christmas.